From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Both sides of the gun debate in Colorado are pouring a lot of resources into the historic recall elections of two Democratic lawmakers. And as Benton Berkland reports, next week's elections in Pueblo and Colorado Springs are drawing national attention to the fight over gun control.
After a bitter and combative legislative session, gun rights advocates collected enough signatures to force recall votes against Senators John Morse and Angela Jaron. Jennifer Kearns is a spokeswoman for the recall campaign against Morse. She says the Senate president was behind a radical agenda.
What you saw, I think, from the people was the people rising up to take back part of their state and to hold those elected officials accountable.
Republicans accused Democrats who control the legislature of being influenced by out-of-state sources when they passed laws requiring universal background checks and limiting high-capacity magazines to 15 rounds. It's a charge Democrats deny. But outside money is clearly influencing the recall campaign. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg donated $350,000 to groups fighting the recall, and the NRA has donated roughly $100,000 to support the cause. Rich Coolidge is a spokesman for the Colorado Secretary of State's office.
Colorado typically sees itself in even election years as a bellwether state in presidential and state politics. And I think certainly with the gun issue being a big part of these recalls, we're seeing national attention again.
But in many ways, the recalls are merely symbolic. Even if the two lawmakers are ousted, Democrats would still hold a one-seat majority in the Senate. And if they're not voted out, Senator Morse is term-limited next year. Senator Jaron is up for re-election. Jaron says she's confident she won't be removed, adding that the whole thing has been unnecessary.
This is the most costly election that our county has ever seen. This is precedent setting.
Senator Morse calls it an abuse of the recall process.
Most people believe very strongly that recalls ought to be reserved for removing somebody from office that needs to be removed because of a character flaw or because of criminal activity or unethical activity, not because they disagreed with the way they voted. That's democracy, and that's what elections are for.
Morse represents a swing district that's evenly divided among Democrats, Republicans, and unaffiliated voters. And on most days, he's out trying to mobilize his base.
I'm State Senator John Morse.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, I think what's happened to you is outrageous.
Thank you very much.
And I wish you all the success in the world.
Thank you. I have the information, the latest information on voting, which I'm hoping is not going to change.
Morse says what worries him the most is voter confusion. State law requires every voter to receive a mail-in ballot, but a Libertarian candidate sued, saying he didn't have enough time to collect signatures to potentially run in the race. The court gave him extra time, which meant ballots couldn't be printed and mailed by Election Day. Now voters will need to go to polling places. June Theodore is a Morse supporter who says she'd rather vote at home.
I'm 87 years old. I don't like to go to the polls anymore. I do believe in voting.
And if you don't take advantage of it, I could easily lose. I need every vote I can get.
Sure. And while both sides of the gun debate are fired up, Colorado State University political science professor John Strayer says the elections are about more than just guns.
You know, it's part of a larger national mood, I think, where a lot of folks are suspicious, they're worried. I think there's an element of paranoia. A lot of ideology.
The Recall Morse campaign says stricter gun laws violate the Second Amendment, don't protect the public, and disarm law-abiding citizens. Spokeswoman Jennifer Kearns says recall supporters want to send a message to lawmakers in other states.
They know now that the people are watching them. They're watching what they do. They're watching the votes. And they're watching the process.
And while the gun issue spurred the recalls, the elections themselves have become lightning rods for a host of other hot-button topics, from education to renewable energy. Governor John Hickenlooper recently weighed in, saying the recalls are hurting democracy. He also blamed supporters for trying to intimidate and punish lawmakers who took a bold stance to protect public safety. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
In El Paso County, voters who don't want to head to the polling centers next Tuesday have until noon today to request a mail-in ballot and until Friday afternoon to pick up a ballot in person at the county's Citizen Service Center. Ballots must be returned by 7 p.m. on Tuesday the 10th. The successor candidate on the ballot is former Colorado Springs City Councilman Bernie Herpin. In Pueblo County, voters seeking mail-in ballots must fill out an absentee ballot application by 5 today. Early in-person applications need to be received by 5 p.m. Friday. The successor candidate on the ballot in Pueblo is Republican George Rivera. You can find links to more information online at krcc.org. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.